Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Karen Reed. Lots going on in this case again. She's set to face a retrial in January on charges related to the death of her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe. In court last week, right before the holiday, prosecutors seeking additional evidence to bolster their case, including Reed's parents' phone records. Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan argued that the phone calls Reed made to her parents shortly after the incident could imply her awareness of the alleged crime. Quote, Miss Reed calls her father and her mother a little after 1 o'clock on the night that she struck and killed John O'Keefe, Brennan said. She knew she had done something terrible. She knew she had struck John O'Keefe and left him behind. Reed's attorney, Elizabeth Little, strongly opposed the motion, describing it as a fishing expedition. She emphasized privacy concerns. Oh, yes, privacy concerns. The Commonwealth already has Reed's cell phone records. They should not need her parents' records as well. Little highlighted how prior defense motions to obtain phone records from individuals allegedly involved in the cover-up have been denied on similar privacy grounds. So I agree there. If we're not going to take a look at the cover-up records, then you're not going to take a look at those records either. I don't think that that's a very fair way of handling this. As I've said the whole time in this case, everything is fucked. I think you have
everything. I mean, everything. Seriously, everything.
The police.
I mean, from the actual venue. The courtroom was too small for all the people crammed in there. I mean, so from ground zero to the top, it was messed up.
Everything. It's interesting. I was on that cruise last week, and I shout out to the few listeners who I met on the cruise. It was really nice to meet you guys.
So cool.
And there was a gentleman there, him and his wife, who actually live in Canton. He's a Karen Reed supporter. And we had a civil conversation. First thing he asked me though is like, so do you think she did it? And I said, yeah, I do think she did it. Well, then he starts trying. I said, wait. It's not just as simple as that. And I think this is the big thing in this case. It's not as simple as she did it or didn't do it. And I said, I think the police were shady. I think the police planted evidence. I think the police did everything they could to make sure that they weren't implicated in any sort of wrongdoing or doing a horrible job investigating this crime or accident, and everybody's covering their ass to whatever extent they need to, so nobody gets in trouble or looks bad. Justice be damned, or reality be damned in any of this. And so, I think it's fucked. I think the whole damn thing is completely, you're not going to get anywhere. It's why I think they should just call it a day. I don't think she tried to kill him. I think she was drunk. I think she's irresponsible. I don't have any reason to think she killed him. I do. And I asked the guy too. I said, what? Because he believes that there was they beat him up. And I said, why? Why do you think that? And he couldn't give me an answer.
And that's what I'm finding too. Anybody who talks about this case, they've got an opinion and then they're not quite sure how they can back it up.
That one doesn't make sense.
Why would his friends have beaten the shit out of him?
And look, I mean, there's a lot of twisted things it feels going on here. And it seems like, you know, these officers are pretty good at covering shit up. I guess it's becoming more of a possibility, but there's just not a lot of evidence that points to it. Did they look in the house? Did they invest? No, they didn't. So incompetency and cover-up can look very similar. And I think that's what you have a lot of in this case.
Yeah, and it's disturbing on such a high level. I think we've talked many times about Sandra Birchmore.
Yeah.
That case coming into this case somehow behind the scenes. And I think what happened at the end of the day, if you want to put it in a little capsule, some friends were partying a little bit too hard. There was a massive snowstorm. Karen and John got into a little discussion, maybe a little, you know, I've had too much to drink, but I'm going to fight with you because that's what I do when I get drunk. He probably went out to say something else to her. She gets mad, gets in her vehicle, backs up. He was behind. She didn't look properly. Yep. She fucking clocked him.
They've been saying the whole
and
time.
And that's it. I think that's exactly what happened.
Well, and where is this, like, you need her parents' phone records? Look at her records. If it shows they connected to their phone number and called, then you got the record of what happened. I don't know what else you're looking for on their phone records, unless you're looking to see who they called after that. But she's admitted several times to several people that she thought she might have hit him.
The paramedics that were there, she was saying over and over, I hit him.
So, but for some reason, this seems to keep eluding everything of like, well, we have evidence that she says she thinks yes, we've known that the whole time. She was on fucking Dateline saying that. Yep. So this isn't new information. Judge Beverly Cannell deferring the ruling on the motion. Of course she did, leaving the issue unresolved for now. David Yannetti, another member of Reed's defense team, raised concerns about Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey. Yannetti alleged that Morrissey had engaged in improper communications and noted that the DA had spelled Reed's name as Reed, R-E-E-D, in some communications. We don't know if he did that for the purpose of avoiding FOIA requests or if he just misspelled the client's name. Yannetti said, adding that Morrissey's phone was set to auto-delete messages after 30 days. Karen Reed's legal defense team continues to grow. High-profile cases attract interesting attorneys. There's more that are coming in. Another New York-based partner, DLA Piper LLP, to join the team. With his background, with his experience, he's going to add value to this team and protect my clients' constitutional rights, according to Yannetti. Alessi's expertise, Robert Alessi, who's coming in from DLA Piper, cross-examining expert witnesses, is expected to be pivotal as the prosecution plans to introduce new experts in the retrial. Brennan revealed that the expert would testify that O'Keefe's injuries were survivable had he received treatment within 2 hours. I don't think anybody's arguing these points.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The prosecution also filed motions seeking unedited video footage and notes from media interviews Reed conducted. Okay. These motions opposed by the media outlets have yet to receive a response from Reed's attorneys. What are we trying to prove here?
That's the big question is what is the point of all of this? They want to punish her.
You're not going to get like a, I'm going to fucking kill him right now. That doesn't exist.
No. You know, the angry messages that she left him, it shows that they had a volatile relationship. Yeah. Maybe they weren't good for each other.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that she wanted to kill him. They were just some fiery people.
Yeah.
And maybe they weren't, you know, a great pair. Maybe they should have not been together.
This just seems like a lot of wasted money being spent for people who are far too invested in this, who really had nothing to do with this case. It's just justice for John O'Keefe. I don't know you're ever going to get justice for John O'Keefe. You're not. I mean, he has passed away. I think the best justice for John O'Keefe is for people to move on with their lives and to have that police department thoroughly investigated. And vet it out and get the shit out of there. Karen Reed, should she have gotten something for manslaughter? Yeah, I think she should have. I don't think it would have been, you know, crazy, but you were drunk and you likely hit a person. And there's evidence that you did hit the person. And you've even said that you think you hit the person. So I don't know how more cut and dry this case can be. And why we have to add all these other, I mean, it really is, it's amazing if you think about it, of how one can twist a case in so many different ways to avoid reality or avoid facts. It's just, I don't know, it's a really interesting example in ways of doing just that and conforming to whatever thing you need to put into the box to fit into that box, however you need to.
I think it's time to give this. First of all, we know that this police force has some issues, but I think it's time to give this community some some closure on some of this.
I think issues is putting it lightly. You had an officer several that were passing around a young girl who joined them as a police explorer at the age of 12. So I think issues is putting it lightly. I think it's filled with criminals and predators. Not everyone, but I think you have a lot of that in this force, and it needs to have a third party come in and wipe them out. But as long as you have all these pieces to this puzzle that are in chaos, you're never going to get justice. And that, unfortunately, is the reality of this case.
Well, and I think it's damaging the community, too. There are so many people who are diametrically opposed to anything that's going on in this case. It's time to put an end to this. We don't need another trial. Let this go. Let the community heal and figure out what the fuck's going on in that police force.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.